Every Young Man's Battle: Strategies for Victory in the Real World of Sexual Temptation. The Reality of Sexual Temptation. In today's world, young men face an onslaught of sexual temptation unlike any generation before. From billboards to social media, provocative images and messages bombard us constantly. As a young man, I know the struggle is real. The battle for sexual purity can feel overwhelming at times. But there's hope. God created us as sexual beings, but He also gave us the ability to control our thoughts and actions. With His help and the right strategies, we can find victory over sexual temptation and live lives of integrity. Let me be real with you, I've been there. I've felt the pull of lust and battled impure thoughts, but I've also experienced the freedom that comes from choosing God's standard for sexuality. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Understanding the battle. Here's the thing, sexual temptation isn't just about behavior. It starts in our minds. Those fleeting glances, those lingering thoughts, they're the first shots fired in this war. And make no mistake, it is a war. The enemy wants to destroy our relationships, our self-worth, and our walk with God. He'll use any means necessary, including twisting God's good gift of sexuality into something harmful. But we're not victims here. We have a choice in how we respond. Will we give in to temptation, or will we stand firm on God's truth? Practical strategies for victory. So how do we win this battle? It starts with training our eyes and our minds. We need to be intentional about what we allow ourselves to see and think about. One strategy I've found helpful is what I call bouncing the eyes. When we see something tempting, we immediately look away. It takes practice, but over time it becomes second nature. We also need to starve our eyes of impure images. That might mean avoiding certain TV shows, websites, or even places that trigger temptation. It's not about living in a bubble, but about being wise and proactive. Accountability is crucial too. Find a trusted friend or mentor who can check in with you regularly. Be honest about your struggles. There's power in bringing things into the light. Renewing our minds. But external strategies aren't enough. We need to renew our minds with God's truth. That means filling our thoughts with scripture, focusing on God's design for sexuality and relationships. When tempting thoughts come, we can choose to redirect our minds to something pure and good. It's not about suppressing our sexuality, but about channeling it in the right direction. Remember, God's not trying to rob us of pleasure. He wants us to experience the fullness of His design for sex within marriage. By staying pure now, we're investing in our future relationships. Building healthy relationships. Speaking of relationships, let's talk about how to interact with women in a God-honoring way. It starts with seeing them as whole people, not objects for our gratification. Treat every woman with respect, whether she's a stranger on the street or someone you're dating. Guard your heart and hers by setting clear physical boundaries in dating relationships. And here's a truth that might surprise you: girls want guys to take the lead in protecting purity. When you stand firm in your convictions, you'll earn their respect and admiration. The path to freedom. Listen, I know this battle isn't easy. There will be setbacks along the way, but don't let failure define you. God's grace is bigger than our mistakes. The key is to keep getting back up, to keep fighting. With each victory, no matter how small, you're building strength and character. Imagine the freedom of a life no longer controlled by lust. Imagine the depth of intimacy possible in a marriage built on trust and purity. That's what God wants for you. You're not alone in this fight. God is with you, and there's an army of other young men striving for purity too. Together, we can encourage each other and spur one another on toward victory. So are you ready to join the battle? Are you ready to become the man God created you to be? The choice is yours, but I promise you, a life of sexual integrity is worth every ounce of effort. Let's do this for ourselves, for our future spouses, and for the glory of God.